Tefillah for Life, Shir 902, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Vayira. The next pasuk, a very powerful pasuk, from a tefillah perspective and from a bitachin perspective. Even though generally when we discuss psukim of bitachin, we try to discuss positive psukim, what happens when a person has bitachin, this pasuk is going the other way. It's telling you what not to be bitachin. And it's a continuation of the pasuk before, Ahalala Hashem Bechaye Azamr Lelekai Ba'idi, describing why a person should be Mahalal only the Rebbeinu Shloilem and nobody else. And the pasuk continues, Al Tivtichu Binedivim, do not rely on a nadiv, on a philanthropist, on an individual that's looking to help. Do not rely on him. You can use him from a hishtadlus perspective, but don't rely on him. Biven Adam, in a human being, another name for a human being, She'ein Loi Seshua. He does not have the ability to save anyone. What's the pasuk telling us? So the pasuk's going to continue and tell us why. Teitzerucha Yoshev La'admasa Be'emahu Avdu Eshtei Naisav. That's further down in the next pasuk. But what's the pasuk saying over here? Don't be beiteach benedivim biven adam she'in lo yisushua. So the first thing we have to understand is that the nadiv does not get his ability to be misnadiv, to be good-hearted from himself. It comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Al tivtichu benedivim. Don't take away the credit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and look at the last link in the chain, which we perceive as the nadiv. Any rachmanis that a person gets comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are discussing at length in the B'tachim for Life Shirim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source of all rachmanis. And this nadiv, whoever you're referring to, is an individual that is getting his nadivas constantly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have the ability to do anything. It comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's the first half of the pasuk, even though the pasuk doesn't explain this point. But al tivtichu bendivim, do not rely on a nadiv, because it's not him. He's not the real nadiv. He's just the conduit. He's just the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. And don't cut off the tool from the one that's holding the tool. That's the first half of the pasuk. Understand that the good-hearted fellow that you're asking to help you, who's a nadiv, he's a wonderful person, don't rely on him. You can ask him, but don't rely on him. The source of all nadivas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether he uses this nadiv or somebody else, he is the one that will send you what you need.